With a whole life policy, did you know that you can borrow money from your policy and use it any way you want? No application needed. And sure, you're going to have to pay some kind of interest, but in a mutual company, that interest, it's made by the company's return to you, the customers.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. My name is Mike Butler, and today's episode is part 5 of your 9-part series. And today's topic is your hidden resource to cash that's just waiting for you to grab it right now. And as I predicted for the last year and a half or so, our real estate market now is rapidly changing. The feds are raising rates, get this, to curb inflation. Crazy, ain't it? Well, the feds have raised rates and homebuyers with good credit, they're lucky to find 30-year fixed rate loans at 6%. That's right, fixed rate loans, 6%. For 30 years. Now, the feds are expected to raise the rate another 6 or more times this year. That's what they're forecasting. My little brother just bought a new home, and he got 6% fixed for 30 years. Crazy, ain't it? Just imagine what it was this time last year, 2.98%. So as a rule of thumb, if you as an investor, if you can find a lender who'll give you a 30-year fixed rate loan, you can expect to pay at least 2 points higher. So that means, okay, right now it's 6 for regular home buyers. Okay, if an investor, if you can find a 30-year fix, expect to pay 8% or more. So right now, there's no end in sight for the feds to keep raising these rates. So a year ago, like I said, 30-year fix, 2.98%. So if you borrow $200,000, your payment's $841. Today, at 6%, that same $200,000, you're going to have a payment of $1,200. And back in 1982, I was thrilled to take over payments on a 15% fixed rate VA loan when prime was 21%, Jimmy Carter era. All right, so that's all based on, let's say, $200,000. So how much money can you borrow at 6% fixed and still keep $841 monthly payment? Well, no longer does that buy you $200,000. Now it's only going to buy you $140,000. Wow. So the bottom line is this. With higher interest rates and keeping the same monthly payment, buyers are forced to buy lower priced houses. And guess what? With the interest rates going higher, it means fewer buyers. Okay. Now, on top of that, remember the eviction moratorium? Yeah, we talked about that for a long time. It went on for a while. It was over July 31st of last year. Well, guess what? There was also a foreclosure moratorium. And now, just the report I got this morning shows that the foreclosure rate pre-pandemic, before COVID, right now it's 49% higher than what it was before COVID set into motion. That's interesting. Okay, so what's going to happen here is you're going to see the inventory of houses for sale is going to start gradually increasing. So right now, there's not enough houses for sale and too many buyers. And what you're witnessing here is the birth of another repeat cycle for a buyer's market. We're not 100% there yet, but it's well on its way. Okay, we're rapidly heading in this direction, especially with the Fed, they keep raising the rates. So super successful investors, they've learned how to stay two or three steps ahead of what is trending in our market now. And that's why you're listening to me now. That's why I listen to folks like me now. Okay, you've got to have, you must have resources to cash to capture great deals in the next year or two or three. And here's a great book. I want you to pick this one up if you haven't heard of it, okay? It's an easy read. It's only going to take you about 15 minutes to read it. It's called Who Moved My Cheese? Okay. Yeah, just get that, read it. That's what's going on. Somebody's taking the cheese for all the mice and they've moved it somewhere down the hall, upstairs, downstairs in the basement, maybe even another building. That's what's going on. Okay. And those that get out there and find the cheese, you're going to be the ones that's going to rake it in. Okay. You're going to have a good time. So, okay, let's get back to your hidden resource to cash that's sitting in your lap right now. About 3 years ago, while I was a student at an advanced investor training workshop for work in your self-directed Roth IRAs, my good friend, Doug DeShield, he shared a jaw-dropping free resource to grab some cash. And I've heard of this before, But it just didn't register because I didn't need it. I didn't need to use it. But then I'm thinking, holy cow, a lot of folks can benefit from this. And so I followed up with Doug, got a one-on-one. And so we're trying to get him on the podcast here, but he's retired. He's having fun and he's got a busy schedule. So I'm going to do my best to share it with you here. So think about this. No application needed, no closing. You just pull a trigger. Pretty easy money, ain't it? Now, did you know that you have free access to cash in your life insurance policies? Yeah, we get those annual reports or whatever statements or something like that. And they might say cash value. And I'm thinking, well, it defeats the whole purpose of me taking cash out of a life insurance policy. Well, I didn't understand everything properly. Okay. Now, Doug shared this with me. And hopefully you have a life insurance policy with a special kind of company. It's called a mutual company, a mutual life insurance company, meaning that the customers that own the policies, they own the company. So they get the best benefit because guess what? The profits that go into a mutual company get divvied up among all the customers, I guess at the end of the year, quarterly, whenever they settle up. So if you're with another company, it's okay. I mean, you can still do it, but you're just not getting the biggest benefit. So with a whole life policy, did you know that you can borrow money from your policy and use it any way you want? No application needed. And sure, you're going to have to pay some kind of interest, but in a mutual company, that interest, it's made by the companies returned to you, the customers. That's pretty cool. Okay. And I bet it's still cheaper than what you can get out here in the market anyway. No application. Keep that in mind. So, okay. So what if you don't have a life insurance policy? All right. Stop and take a look around. Take a look at your family members or a friend who has a life insurance policy. Okay. Yeah, you might have to pry a little bit, but I tell you what, this is 10 times easier than trying to apply to a bank or credit union or something. So perhaps your parents, your brothers, your sisters, do your homework. Perhaps you can tap into their policy and maybe you can pay them an extra point or extra percent or two to put in their pocket. Now, I'm just turning on, you know, creative strategies here. So let's say that your mom or dad has a life insurance policy. And let's say that you do your homework, work with them, call the agent, whatever. And let's say you could borrow $100,000. And let's say that the life insurance company is going to charge you, say, you know, 4%. Well, maybe you could pay mom or pop or your brother or sister. Say, tell you what, let me make the payments on that. Okay. And I'll pay you an extra 1% or extra 2%. And as I use the money or something like that. Now, we don't have time to dig into this and make it a workshop, but I just want to crack open, get my foot in the door in your noggin here in your brain. Okay. So in a rapidly changing market, transitioning into a buyer's market right now, he or she who has the cash is king. Okay. That last cycle that we went through, who took a bath? People on the low end, people on the high end. Okay. And if you've got cash, man, oh man, you can capture some great deals. Remember Albert Einstein's definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over, but expecting different results. Well, folks, the market's changing. You can't keep doing what you've been doing. So now's the time for you to turn on your advanced investor creative strategies. Okay. And I want to help you do it. Stay tuned and all that. Today's sponsor is our Mike Butler's Gold membership. So all the power lunches that I do every week, you get access to those video replays and you get a free investor carrot website, all for only $49 a month. But we got a special offer right now. Brand new members, you can try it out for only $1. That's right. 30 days for $1. We'll set up your website, everything for you. So if you're just getting started in real estate, go listen to episodes 1 through 10. And it's a mini course on getting started. And I need your help too. If you like what you're learning here, click the follow button or subscribe button and buy my number one bestseller book, Landlording on Autopilot. You can find it on Amazon and sign up for our free power lunches on our website every Tuesday at noon. Adios. Have a good one. See you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.